And boy, a very special guest is joining us here today from the great state of Montana. Steve Daines joining us again. It's good to hear from you. It's been a long time.
It has been. Glad to be able to connect.
And I'm sure you've got a busy, busy day. So let's get right to it. I think the biggest thing that's in the news right now, everybody's talking about the debt ceiling, and I know you must be dealing with that too.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on here in Washington. I remember Ronald Reagan. He was the first president I ever got to vote for, Vaughn, when I was growing up in the Gallatin Valley. And Ronald Reagan said, D.C.'s spending like drunken sailors, except in fairness to drunken sailors, when drunken sailors run out of money, they stop spending. So, but anyway, it's crazy what's going on. We've got this reckless spending bill that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders are trying to push. It'd be the largest spending bill in the history of the United States of America, and that's coupled with the largest tax increase in the history of America. So these are trying times. We've got to fight and stop this recklessness, and that connects directly to this debate on the debt ceiling. And the challenge we face, Vaughn, is if at the moment we've got the Democrats in the House, the Senate, and the White House using a purely partisan process with only Democrat votes to try to pass these tax and spending bills. There's a couple of procedural maneuvers where they could do it without a single Republican joining them on it. Well, our position is if they want to do that with this massive tax and spending spree, then they can use that same process to raise the debt ceiling. And I think about Montana families struggling with inflation. They're struggling with trying to make ends meet. Of course, over there in Fallon County in eastern Montana, we've just been devastated when the president stopped the Keystone Pipeline. They're going to own this, Vaughn, and they need to get this done. They've got to get that debt ceiling raised because they're the ones spending all the money at the moment.
Now, is there any sort of compromise on this? Because I mean, a lot of that money would go to good things. And I mean, you look at Fallon County, and we're in an awkward situation where we're a very red county with some very blue issues like affordable housing and childcare and things like that. So, I mean, is there a compromise between Democrats and Republicans that some of this money can get out here?
Well, there is, and there was a there's two infrastructure quote bills. One has some real infrastructure in it, but the challenge with it, most of it's not paid for. But our friends across the aisle are calling it infrastructure, but in reality, it's pushing forward the Green New Deal, which would be devastating for Montana families. Look what's going on in Europe at the moment with soaring natural gas prices, soaring oil prices, soaring coal prices because of the Green New Deal that they've implemented in Europe, where they got away from common sense. They decommissioned nuclear reactors, they decommissioned coal-fired plants, and now they're looking at a winter without enough energy. We can't let that happen. So there's plenty of appetite in D.C. for real infrastructure. I mean, we've got to continue to work on having roads and highways and our bridges, airports, pipelines. I think one of the best infrastructure projects, Vaughn, I can think of right now for eastern Montana, how about the Keystone Pipeline? And that's funded by the private sector, not by taxpayers. The problem we have is we've got these radical elements of the Democratic Party, like AOC and Bernie Sanders, and they're driving the agenda here in Washington D.C. And that's what we got to stop.
Do they kind of have your backs against the wall here? I mean, I Janet Yellen's all doom and gloom that if we default on our debts, we're the whole country's going broke, and it's going to be mass hysteria.
Well, I think she's promoting mass hysteria. It's not doom and gloom. We're not, our backs aren't against the wall. Leader McConnell and the Republicans put down a very clear position back in July, wrote a letter and said, here's how you raise the debt ceiling. And that is, there's a process to do it with the Democrat senators. The reason we're not joining them in it is because they are solely on their own going forward with this massive tax increase, this massive spending bill. If they can do that on their own, well, they can raise the debt ceiling. It's a very straightforward process. It'd take about 3 days of Senate procedure to get it done, but they're just folding their arms and saying, no, we're not going to do it. So we got an impasse at the moment. But the fight I'm in right now is to make sure we don't let them pass this massive, this is $3.5 trillion, it's probably more like $5 trillion spending bill, and a massive tax increase that would hurt Montana families. because, you know, Vaughn, we're parents of four children. We've got three grandkids now. I tell you what, till we think, start having these fights on the floor of the United States Senate, you start thinking about your kids and your grandkids. We cannot put that debt burden on them.
For sure, yeah, and that's, and I've got two 19-month-olds at home, so I got I'm thinking about that too. So.
Mm-hmm.
And changing gears here, real quick, Senator, you mentioned when we started here, vaccine mandates, and I know the Department of Justice is preparing to potentially go after parents for fighting school boards over mask mandates and things like that. Where do we stand on that in Washington?
Well, first of all, Vaughn, I think a mask mandate, a vaccine mandate, is huge federal overreach. I have concerns that it's unconstitutional, it's unlawful. Some of these vaccine mandates that the president is pushing would have a real harm. Would put real harm on Montana businesses. We had one of our local lumber yards there that I grew up with, the Simpkins there in the Gallatin Valley, Tom Simpkins. My dad's a contractor. That's the business I grew up in as a kid in Bozeman. But it would hurt our small businesses because a lot of folks would say, well, I'm not going to come to work. If you impose a vaccine mandate, I'll go find somewhere else to work. So I oppose the vaccine mandate. I oppose the mask mandates. I do support the vaccine. I've been vaccinated. My wife's been vaccinated. You know, I encourage Montanans to take a look at the data and talk with their doctors. But that's a personal decision that they need to make without a mandate from the federal government.
If you don't mind me asking, just for those around, would you be willing to say which one of the vaccines you got?
Sure. Yeah, I actually got the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay.
But I've been watching this closely. Our son got he's 30 years old. He got the Moderna vaccine. But Cindy and I both got the Pfizer vaccine, and so I'm pro-vaccine. I'm just anti-mandate. That's where I land on this, Vaughn.
And you don't need the government saying like you have to run your business this way or you have to run your family this way. We don't need that. That's not America.
Exactly right. I mean, you start feeling like you're living in a totalitarian state, and I think with Montanans, one thing you want to do, you never ever want to talk down to anybody, particularly a Montanan, because listen, they're you know, I think sometimes, Vaughn, you know, folks, when they hear I'm from Montana, they think, well, you're out there where you guys don't know anything, you're out there in the West and in the rural communities. Doggone it, it's rural America, Vaughn, that's going to save this country. It really is. I mean, when I'm around these FFA kids, these 4-H kids from Montana, that's the hope and the future of America. They embrace the values that we founded this country upon, of liberty, of limited government, of freedom, of hard work, of accountability and responsibility. That's what we need more of, and it's the cities that are the threat to this country at the moment. We see the lawlessness, the defund the police movements and so forth. That's, I think, what concerns us so much, and thank God for rural America, and thank God for states like Montana. That you think about Governor Gianforte, he was the first governor that stepped up and said, no more of this $300 additional week to stay home and be unemployed. And we weren't, it was right to help people who were unemployed because of government mandates when we went through the COVID situation last year. But it was Gianforte who got out. It's the first governor saying no more federal $300 a week, which is incentivizing people to stay home and not go back to work. Because one of the big challenges we face is it's hard to fill the jobs we have at the moment.
It is, and that's the question. I mean, where are all the people? Because there's businesses that are shutting down not because they're unsuccessful, but because they don't have employees.
Boy, I hear that everywhere I go. I see it across Montana. All the help wanted signs. Particularly in the hospitality sector, restaurants, hotels, cannot find folks. Farm and ranch communities, I mean, I've got a lot of close friends in farming and ranching. Hard to get hired help to take care of the cows and take care of the crops. So one of the problems we face, Vaughn, is that the government has gotten to be very attractive in terms of creating incentives to not go back to work. And that's part of the problem we face at the moment of collecting unemployment insurance, so forth, when there's jobs available. We've got to be returned to create incentives to go to work, not to stay home.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're busy, Senator, so I'll let you get back to work. But keep fighting the good fight for us out there in Washington.
Thank you, Vaughn. Always good to join you.
All right. Great. And you have a great rest of your day, Senator. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Talking with Senator Steve Daines, coming to us from Washington, D.C. Thanks to the Senator again for joining us here today.